Mishnah Gimel. So finally we've arrived at this case which we've been introducing for the first two Mishnahs. And the Mishnah tells us, Lo yetzei achayot b'machtai, a tailor may not go out with his needle, and we're discussing a needle which is attached to his item of clothing. So he stuck it into his clothes. He cannot go out like that, somach l'chashecha, close to the time that it will get dark on Erev Shabbos. So within half an hour, shomach yishkach v'yetzei, in case he forgets that he has that attached to his clothes still, and he'll go out like that on Shabbos itself. So he would have ended up transferring that from one domain to another, which of course is forbidden. Now the Mishnah implies that a regular person who is not a tailor could go out with a needle. And the reason for that is because for a regular person to have a needle attached to his clothes is not the normal way that he would carry a needle. And therefore, even if he does carry the needle in that way on Shabbos itself, he won't be chayav because he isn't carrying it in the regular way. So although it is forbidden midrabanon to carry it even in an irregular way on Shabbos, since doing it on Shabbos itself is only midrabanon, they didn't decree that you cannot do that before Shabbos comes in. However, since for a tailor, that is the regular way of him carrying a needle, so for him it's forbidden even before Shabbos, since if he did it on Shabbos itself, he would be chayev. Similarly, a scribe cannot go out with his quill on Erev Shabbos close to when Shabbos comes in. And once again over here, we're talking about where he carries the quill in a way that only scribes would carry it. For example, behind his ear. So if he did that on Shabbos itself, he would be chayev, and therefore midrabanon, he can't even do that before Shabbos. However, since a regular person, if he were to carry it in that unusual way on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayev. It's only forbidden midrabanon. So before Shabbos, it is permitted. The Mishnah now goes on to discuss a couple of things which are forbidden midrabanon on Shabbos itself, in case you come to do a forbidden thing which is midaraisa. Lo yafale es kelav, one cannot remove the lice from his clothes, v'lo yikra, nor may he read l'or haner, by the light of a lamp, because the lamp was made up of a wick and oil, and as more of the oil was used up, the flame would get less bright, and to fix that one was able to sort of tilt the lamp and move it about a bit to get more of the oil absorbed in the wick. But of course that is forbidden on Shabbos, just like it's forbidden to light a fire, you can't increase a fire. And so since when you're removing lice or when you're reading, you need quite a lot of light, you can't do these things next to a candle, next to a lamp, in case you come to tilt the lamp, which would be breaking Shabbos. Now the Mishnah mentions an exception to that, and Be'emes Omru, in truth the Chachom said, Hachazon, which in this case means a teacher of children, Roye Heichon HaTinoikos Koyrim. He can see how the children read, meaning children are allowed to read by the light of a lamp whilst their teacher is there, because since their teacher is there, they're unlikely to break Shabbos in front of him. They'll be much more careful, and so they won't come to move the lamp. Aval hu lo yikra, but he himself cannot read there, even if the kids are there, because he's not scared of them at all, and therefore just because they're over there will not mean that he won't move the lamp. Now the Mishnah ends off, that just like we've seen that the Rabbanon made lots of decrees to stop somebody from violating a Aveira Midoraisa, this is not the case just with regards to Shabbos. They did it with all sorts of laws, Kayetzevoi, similar to this, Reuchal Azov Mazova, a Zov who is a man who becomes Tomei in a specific way. He cannot eat together with his wife who is a Zova, who is also a woman who becomes Tomei in a specific way, and they have a very high level of Tumah, and the halacha is that if somebody has relations with a Zova or a Zova, they are Chayev Koris, which is a punishment delivered by Hashem, it's a very severe Aveira. And so the Mishnah says that a husband and wife who are both Tomei, they cannot eat together in a Hergel Aveira, because of being used to an Aveira, meaning because they are used to having relations, if they start eating and having a nice time together, then they might come to have relations, but in this case it's forbidden to have relations, and therefore to prevent them doing that Aveira, they are not even allowed to eat together.